This goes to Dr. Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Michael Sopel, S-O-P-E-L, date of birth 12-14 of 1966. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sopel with proteinuria and hypertension. His last visit was February 14th of 2023. He's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He has not been using his CPAP, though, because he's had a lot of nasal congestion and cough for at least a month, and he believes that's why his blood pressure is higher than usual today. He's not been missing any of his medications. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has gained about 7 pounds in the last year. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications, he's on metoprolol, 100 milligrams twice a day. Benicar with hydrochlorothiazide, 40/12.5. One twice a day, nifedipine extended release 90 milligrams daily. Physical exam, weight is 296 pounds, pulse 86, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140/90. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Assessment and plan, labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-3 of 2023, and he's due to get some more labs in April. Creatinine is stable at 1.04, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium is 8.9, electrolytes are normal, albumin 3.8, hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, proteinuria with preserved renal function on more than maximum dose of Benicar hydrochlorothiazide. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than usual, possibly secondary to the cessation of the CPAP device. And so the patient will be using that again starting tonight. We'd like him to have labs done every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.